This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums, and with me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is John Jetter, the conductor and musical director of the Fort Smith Symphony. Welcome back.
How are you?
I'm very good. You know why? Because recently I had a nice extended weekend in New Orleans.
Oh, really?
And the reason I bring that up to you
is
because New Orleans is the theme of the next concert.
That's right. Our next Fort Smith Symphony concert is Saturday, January 29th. At 7:30 p.m. at the Arkansas Best Corporation Performing Arts Center. It's in downtown Fort Smith. And the name of the concert is called The Sounds of New Orleans. So there you have it. And it's a tribute to Louis Armstrong. And our guest artist is Byron Stripling. He is a jazz trumpet virtuoso and a jazz vocalist. And I think people are going to love the concert. He's really, really terrific.
And any concert that is devoted to New Orleans, of course, will start with Rossini.
Of course. Thank you. Yes. Well, the evening is it's a jazz evening. However, both halves of the concert do start with music that has absolutely nothing to do with jazz. And, you know, when you program these concerts, when the orchestra has a moment to perform a piece on their own, there's kind of two ways you can do it. One is we could have done maybe some Leonard Bernstein or Gershwin, something that would sort of fit in, and we've done that. But I actually thought since our last concert, our Christmas concert was, it was all Christmas music, I thought it would be nice to take a few minutes to do what we do best, or at least equally well, which is music of Rossini, and also we're doing an overture by Carl Maria von Weber. Those two pieces, we're doing La Gazza Ladra of Rossini, and that's a real fun overture. It's one of the more popular ones. It's the Thieving Magpie, and it starts out with it's kind of a military march. And actually, I was reminded of a story, and as a result of the story, it actually is in the program notes. We start with La Gazza Ladra, and it starts with a snare drum roll, and some people might think it's the national anthem. And I actually heard a story of an orchestra that's within driving distance of us who plays the national anthem on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. Guest conductor decided, I guess when the guest conductors are there, they have the choice to do or not do. Just didn't want to do the national anthem, so the drum roll starts and the whole audience stands up.
Awkward.
Yes, awkward. And then on the second half of the program, we're doing the overture to Euryanthe of Weber. And he was the reigning German opera composer in the first half of the 1800s. And his operas are more historically important to us maybe than musically. However, there are a number of overtures that he wrote for the operas that are terrific. And I really like the music. It's all very up music.
But there is Louis Armstrong. There is W.C. Handy. There is...
Oh, yeah. We're doing
Fats Waller.
Yeah, there's Honeysuckle Rose, Ain't Misbehavin', Flatfoot Flugie, which is that's kind of a weird. It was a very popular jazz tune. It's very strange. It looks like Flugie actually, but you could Google it and just have a listen. It's a really cool piece. It's really kind of unusual. St. Louis Blues, Alexander's Ragtime Band, Sweet Georgia Brown. We're also doing Red Arrow, which isn't printed in here, which is kind of a cool piece. Byron's really, you're going to be hard-pressed to find a soloist who's better. He's really good. He's one of the signature things with him is he's extremely busy, which kind of says it all. He does a lot of symphony gigs, a lot of straight jazz gigs, and he's really good at interacting with the audience. And he's also a really good singer. He's a scat singer, the whole bit. So it's a lot of fun, and the arrangements are really excellent.
29th.
Of this month, January, 7:30 p.m., Arkansas Best Corporation Performing Arts Center, 452-7575 for tickets. We have a few tickets, not many. We won't have any by the time the concert rolls around.
So call now.
Yes. It'll be a really fun concert.
John, thanks as always.
Thank you.